Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
For all the best in sport, tune in every Saturday and Sunday from 6 and check us out online, redfm.ie/Big Red Bench.
Yes, a shock. I suppose I'd heard rumours but didn't know a lot about it. It was officially announced today, and it's disappointing. But I suppose he has to do what's best for him and for his family. Hopefully now Munster can put something in place fairly quickly that'll, you know, continue the improvements that have happened under Rob in the last 2 years. I don't know. I haven't given it a lot of thought. I just heard this morning officially. I'd heard, as I said, rumours, but you hear rumours all the time. So I only heard officially this morning, and I haven't given it a lot of thought. I presume Axel will be putting his hand up there for it, and you know, he spent a lot of time, I suppose, waiting for the opportunity. But it's hard to know. I suppose with us having qualified for a home quarter final, you know, and being top of the Rabo League, and with a lot of good young players coming through, there'll be a lot of interest in the job, which hopefully will be a good thing for Munster. Well, knowing. Rob and Simon, the way I do, I think they'll be very professional until the end of the season, and you know, I don't think it'll change how they do things. You know, they'll probably put an added impetus into how they do things. I think I've only spoken to a small number of players here, but I think everyone appreciates when you have a family, you know, that these decisions are important. He gets back, he's closer to New Zealand. You know, for schooling, I know the boys are nearly coming to an age where they're going to go to university, and they'll probably go to university back home, and it means Rob will be closer to home. So, you know, family decisions are the most important decisions. I think the players will respect that, and I've no doubt about Rob's professionalism at Munster till the end of the season.
Yeah, I guess it will come as a surprise to most people, but I think the writing was on the wall a bit at the same time. It took so long for any announcement to come that I think anyone, if you look at the situation, there was obviously stuff going on behind the scenes that, you know, when Munster got the home quarter final, you would have thought, all right, that was the perfect time to announce a contract extension. And that when that didn't come, I think we'll all have to admit that obviously there was negotiations going on behind the scenes and they weren't going according to plan.
And I suppose, like, for any of us, like, in terms of our job situation, if we were offered a 1 year contract where we were working now, or a longer, maybe 2 or 3 year contract somewhere else where potentially you make more money, it's not that difficult, the decision, I suppose, when that kind of offer's on the table.
It's not when it comes down to the money and the job security, but I mean, Munster are in such a good place and at the moment, and Penny has done a lot of work. He's changed, he's drastically changed Munster's style of play, which it wasn't too pretty to watch over the last couple of years, but this season it's finally proven to be worthwhile, I suppose. And I don't know, I just find it a bit odd that he doesn't want to take up the year because of the place Munster are in. And I get, of course, job security and all that, but I mean, loyalty, I mean, has to come into the question as well. I'm sure he'd argue that Munster aren't showing him a whole lot of loyalty by a 1 year contract, but I suppose that's the nature of the game, I suppose, to use a cliche. But yeah, I think Munster fans will generally be disappointed, but I mean, it'll just be interesting to see who comes in now instead of him.
Yeah, and I suppose the season's going so well, 15 wins out of 18 in the league and into the quarterfinal of the Heineken Cup, but a huge game against Toulouse coming up in April. How much could this news disrupt the rest of the season, do you think?
I think it'd be foolish to say it won't, because it has to, in all honesty. I mean, obviously at the end of the day, Rob Penny is a professional, he'll put that to the side, but there has to be some fallout there because he's not happy that Munster only offered him a 1 year contract extension. Now, of course, he'd want to end on a high, but at the same time, you'd have to wonder what the mindset of the players, you know, their game plan has taken so well to click, and now it is clicking, and they're going to be wondering, okay, what's going to be happening next season? Again, they're professionals as well, but all these things are going to be in the back of your mind, and you'd hope it wouldn't disrupt it, but I find it difficult to see how it won't, to be honest.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of speculation over the next few days as to who will take over this summer. Who are some of the names that you think will be in the mix?
Well, I think I think the most obvious one will be Anthony Foley. He was very close to getting the job before Penny came in. Obviously, he's been forwards coach. He got the Wolfhounds gig a couple of weeks ago. Did quite well. I mean, it's difficult even to see what kind of influence he has on this Munster team at the moment. I mean, anytime the camera tends to pan onto the three coaching lads, it seems to be Penny and Simon Mannix who are in discussion the whole time. But I think Foley's bided his time. Like he'll be thereabouts. He would seem like the natural one to slot in there. Obviously, it's a big step up from a forwards role, but you'd have to wonder, would Foley, you know, like to continue the style of play that Penny has introduced? Because I don't know, in the short term, it's definitely a step backwards for Munster because it won't be a seamless transition, whichever way you look at it.